Some time ago, perhaps you remember a Disney commercial where evidently the family was getting ready for a trip to Florida. And there was a lot of noise going on in the night, and mom goes down the hall and opens the door, and here's the little boy and the little girl in there, and she comes in and she says, "Are you sleeping?" And the little boy, he's like this, and he says, "We're too excited to sleep." Do you remember that one? I remember that one. And it reminds me that heaven is so excited to have you coming for eternity. Heaven is so excited, they just can't wait. Heaven can't sleep. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to spend eternity with them. What is it about heaven that has you excited? What kinds of things do you look forward to? Let me actually even ask you, the black one. What is it that has you so excited about heaven that you just can't wait to be there? Talk with Jesus, absolutely. To be able to talk with Jesus, yes.
Because it's my first time seeing Jesus.
First time to see Jesus. That'll be beautiful, isn't it?
Won't be any more troubles.
Won't be any more troubles, absolutely. Absolutely, no more troubles. Right back there with the little crown on. Here we come.
Meeting his face.
Seeing Jesus' face, to meet him face to face. That'll be awesome, won't it? That will be such a blessing. And I notice, yes.
No sickness, no death, no pain, no sorrow.
No sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no death. It is an awesome thing to contemplate. Going to heaven, being with Jesus.
I would love to sing in a huge, giant choir.
A huge choir. A giant choir. Everybody singing together, praising the Lord. The speechlessness of heaven.
No more harm.
No more harm. You won't have to worry about things, huh? God has amazing things ready for us in heaven. All kinds of stuff, and yet it's not the stuff I heard anybody talk about. Nobody said streets of gold. Nobody said big old mansions. It's not the stuff, is it? It's about the relationships. It's about seeing Jesus. It's about being with people who love Jesus. Ah, it is going to be awesome. But you know what? Heaven begins here. Heaven begins here. You see, God just couldn't wait for us to get to heaven, and so he brought heaven here in the person of Jesus Christ. God came in the flesh for you and I because he couldn't bear to be separated from us. He wanted to be with us. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, we find John the Baptist announcing the coming of Jesus. And what does he say there in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2? Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it's John the Baptist. He's announcing the coming of Jesus. That was his job, wasn't it? Wasn't he supposed to announce the coming of Jesus, right? The forerunner of Jesus and everything. And it says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, what? Repent. Why? Why should we repent? Because Jesus is coming, right? But what does he actually say? What are the words he uses? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, the kingdom of heaven was embodied in Jesus. Heaven was coming here to be with us. Jesus was what heaven was all about. And that's what I heard here too. When we talked about heaven, I want to see Jesus. I want to see his face. I want to meet him. I want to talk with him. I want to be there with him. What did Jesus say he was doing? John 10:10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, everyone's already alive, right? But Jesus brought life more abundant. Jesus brought the eternal life starting right now. Starting right now. Jesus has brought life. And as he argued with the scribes and the Pharisees, they were accusing him of casting out demons by the prince of demons. But Jesus' answer was, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely what has come upon you? What's come upon you, did Jesus say? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has come upon you. If Jesus is here and he's casting out demons by the Holy Spirit, here is the kingdom right here, right now, in this place where we are among mere mortals. Us, right here. So, what was heaven like? We just read the scripture this morning, Revelation 22. Turn with me there. Revelation 22. What was heaven like? What was heaven like? What did it say heaven was like? Look with me, Revelation chapter 22, beginning in verse 1. Are you with me? What is heaven all about? What's it like? Yes, what did he see? What did John see as he looked inside the city and he saw heaven? What did he see? And he showed me, verse 1, are you with me? And he showed me a pure river of what? Water of life. The pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and from the Lamb. When John looked into that city, he saw life flowing out from God, in rivers flowing out from God. Life itself, the water of life flowing out from God. Huh. What did Jesus have to say about that? Do you remember? John chapter 7, verse 38. Didn't Jesus have something to say about that for us right now? Right here in this place, Jesus said, he who believes in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his heart will flow what? Rivers of living water. Exactly. You see, that river of living water, you don't have to wait for, do you? God is so anxious to share all of the glories of heaven with you that he's sharing them with you right now. God wants you to realize heaven is not some cloudy place, some wispy something, some playing the harp forever in a day on a cloud kind of place. Heaven can be with us right now, wherever we are. The water of life is there for us right now. We don't have to wait. Because God has already shared it with us. Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life. The tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for what? The healing of the nations. Did Jesus say anything at all about healing? Did he have anything to do at all with healing? Jesus, come on now. Absolutely, didn't he? He was healing everywhere he went, and he told his disciples to go and heal, didn't he? He was in a healing ministry. Heal the sick, he told his disciples. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. What did we receive? Healing. Freely we have received, freely give. What is in heaven we can have right now. God wants to share it with us right now. Revelation 22, verse 3. Check out the next verse. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Wait. I thought heaven was a place where you laid back on the cloud, you took your ease, and the angels dropped grapes into your mouth. Isn't that what it's all about? Come on, isn't heaven just a place for you to kick back? You had a tough life, and now you get to kick back and enjoy eternity, right? No, that's not what I read here. It says his servants shall serve him. You mean through eternity we're still going to be serving? Absolutely. Absolutely. When Adam and Eve were put into the garden, they were put there to just sit back and relax? No, to dress and to keep the garden, right? Oh yeah, with the entrance of sin, things got harder for them, didn't it? Now it was by the sweat of their brow. But originally they were still servants. Still there to glorify God, still working to praise his name. That's what we were all about. Still there to do what God has us to do. And it's still the same today. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments, right? We are still here to serve. But we're not here to serve because we earn salvation in our service, are we? That's not why we serve. We serve because we already have salvation. We keep the commandments because we already have salvation. God gave that to us as a free gift, right? And in our response of love, because heaven has come down to us, we keep the commandments, right? In other words, as Paul says in Romans 7, verse 6, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by. In other words, the law showed us where we had sinned. It showed us where we messed up. We were dead. We were dying because of that. We've been delivered from that death by the death of Jesus on the cross, right? And now it says, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit. Do we serve differently because he saved us from the law as the penalty of the law? Do we serve differently? No, we serve by keeping the law, right? But now we serve in newness of life through the Spirit. That's right. And so, it's not oldness of the letter. I have to keep the law because if I don't, I'll die. We're not earning salvation. We keep the law now, even better, because we love, because we want to serve. You see, the service here that Paul's talking about is not a forced service like a slave, but the willing service of love. He is calling us to serve the same kind of service, but in love now, in newness of spirit. You see, the life we start in heaven starts right here. This is the beginning of the life in heaven. We are educating here on earth for the life that we'll be living in heaven. This is not new. We're just going from one to the other. We're going on. This life work is a training for the life work there. and we now are in character just what we're going to do there. If we think we're going to keep God's law there, why wouldn't we keep it here? Right? It's the way these things work. Let's go back to our scripture. Revelation 22, verse 4. They shall see his face. That's what I heard here this morning. That's what I heard from many of you this morning. I want to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes? I want to see Jesus. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Woo! Is that awesome or what? That we will have such a close relationship with Jesus that his name will be reflected from our faces. Wow! Is that awesome? It's too bad God can't be that close to us today, huh? You didn't get fooled by that one, did you? Not at all. In fact, we find in John 14, 18, Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yes? How does he do that? By the Holy Spirit today, right? Absolutely. And in Matthew 28, verse 20, you know Matthew 28 very well, don't you? Go into all the world, right? Preach the gospel, yes? We are to make disciples of all nations, right? And the very next verse, you know also, the promise of Jesus. And lo, I am with you always, even until 1844. Until the end. Come on, you can't be serious. No, it was until May 21. Huh? How long is Jesus going to be with us? Even to the end. Praise God, praise God. You see, we can have that experience of being with Jesus right here, right now, enjoying his presence every day that we're here. Does that mean that when you get a hangnail, it won't hurt? No. But it does mean that we have his presence anyway. You see, now we're not hopeless having the hangnails of life and nothing else. Now we have, yes, our share of trouble, but we have Jesus with us always, always, even unto the end. Sometimes it may not feel like it, but he's there. He is with us, even in the here and now. Eight times in Matthew, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like. Check it out. The kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus said that eight times in Matthew. And then what did he describe? Did he describe some place with golden streets? Some place with big mansions? Some place with this fruit that was just awesome? No, he didn't describe the by and by. He described what can be in the here and now. What we can have experiencing life, eternal life with him right now. Heaven just can't wait to be with you. And so God made it possible for that to happen. And your spot is ready right now. 2 Corinthians 6:2, you know. But behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is our opportunity. This is our chance to be forming a character ready for heaven right now, right here on this earth, not waiting around for Jesus to change us when we get ready for translation. Jesus wants to change us right now to reflect his image so that that name is on our foreheads right now. Beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful what God has for us? Turn with me just a couple of pages back. 1 John chapter 5. Are you with me? just before Revelation, turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Hold your finger there in Revelation. We'll be back. 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. Are you with me? 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. And this is the testimony. Okay. I get to hear what the testimony is. That God, what's those next two words? Has given. Has given. Wait. Maybe they messed up. Let me look. Isn't there a footnote there saying somewhere that it's really future tense? That it should be way later, like when Jesus comes back or when the resurrection happens? Shouldn't it be will give? Huh? No. What does God's word say? Has given. Past tense, completed action, right? Already done. God has given us what? Who, man, come on. Has given us eternal life already? Sweet. Sweet. Already has given eternal life. And this life is where? In His Son. Where does eternal life come from? Jesus Christ. Absolutely. Nowhere else. None other name is given under heaven whereby men must be saved, right? None other name. Verse 12, he who has, present tense, he who has the Son, what? Will get? Is it will get? No, has already, present tense. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Jesus couldn't make it any clearer, could he? God has already given us eternal life. If we have Jesus the Son, if day by day our lives are given to Him, if we surrender our lives to Jesus, if we're willing to live for Him, come what may, each day, if we have the Son, we have life. Ooh, that's good stuff. Are you excited about heaven? Heaven is now. Heaven is now. Eternal life is now. The water of life is now. The healing is now. God has good things for us now. It is so beautiful. Right now is the time for us. Let's go back. Revelation 22, back to verse 5 again. Are you with me? Revelation 22, verse 5. Check out what they're doing there. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. You see, heaven is so awake. Heaven just can't sleep waiting for you, and they left the light on. Oh, yeah. They left the light on for us. Heaven is waiting for us. They left the light on, and then it says, and they shall reign forever and ever. They shall reign forever and ever. Ooh, that is sweet. And the NIV on that verse says, and made them kings and priests to our God, and they shall reign on earth. This is talking about a reign of service. They're going to be serving. Look again at Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. Revelation 5 and verse 10. Are you with me? Revelation 12 or Revelation 5 and verse 10. Where'd I get the 12 from? Where'd that come from? I know it did, huh? Revelation 5 and verse 10. Are you with me? This is another view of those folks in heaven singing, worthy is the Lamb there in verse 9. And verse 10 it says, and have made us, this is what the people say when they're in heaven, This is what the people in heaven, where? In heaven, this is what the people in heaven say, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall do what? Reign on earth. And the, as I was saying, the NIV on that verse says, priests to serve. You have made them a kingdom and priests to serve. Huh. So here we are, people in heaven, they are going to be kings and priests. What does a priest do? Talks about God, right? Tells the story of God. All of us will get the opportunity throughout heaven to minister to others, to tell the story of Jesus. We will be priests of God, telling the world about Jesus. Do you know what Jesus did for me? Can you imagine? We will still be God's servants, still working for Him, still talking about Jesus everywhere we go. Now, it's really interesting. That's a picture of heaven, isn't it? And what did it say? Let me read that one more time. And have made us kings. What's it say? Kings and priests to our God. Kings and priests to our God. Wait a minute. Who was John writing to? Let's take a look at Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Let's see who John's writing to. Was he telling them you can be kings and priests in heaven someday, in the far off, floating around on a cloud, in a wispy someplace somewhere you don't know anything about, way, way in the future, far, far away? Is that who John was talking to? Check it out. Chapter 1 of Revelation. Who was he writing to? Verse 4. Verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Okay, where were these churches? Right here on this dirty old planet, weren't they? Right here, Asia, right? They were here in this place. Grace to you and peace from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne. So he's communicating grace to them. And then verse 5, and from whom else? Yes, it's always about Jesus, isn't it? Always about Jesus. That's where we are too. Our message is always about Jesus. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. Yes, He is. He's the ruler over kings of the earth. Jesus is the King over all the kings of this earth. And let me tell you why. Because John is writing to the people right here, right now, on this earth, in Asia, right there. And verse 6 says, and has made us what? What? And going to make, right? That's not till we get to that far off wispy place, right? That's not for a long, long time. He will make. Maybe that's messed up. Isn't there a footnote there that says it's a different? No. It has made. You see, when John looked into heaven, he saw just God's people that he'd seen right here. Just now they were in heaven. The same kings and priests that he saw here, he sees in heaven. He sees you and I. He writes to you and I as kings and priests. And then he sees us in heaven. Praise the Lord. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. Wow. What a beautiful thing. I wonder how many of you get the Adventist Review. You don't have to raise your hand. The weekly one. You know the weekly one, not that monthly one, right? The monthly one's called Adventist World. Y'all know that one. But maybe you get the weekly one too. back in May, I think it was maybe the 21st of May. I don't know. I don't remember which copy it was. But it was the one that had the picture of the kit on the front, you remember, to get ready to go to heaven. You know, your survival kit was on the front of it. That one, near the back, had an article from a lady whose birthday is tomorrow. And she's going to be 99 years old tomorrow. It's awesome, yeah. I was reading that, and it's like, hey, June 26th, that's coming up. She'll be 99. And she wrote an article in there about getting old and dying. Like she'd know anything, right? She writes this article, and she talked about heaven. And she talked about how wonderful it will be. But she said, it's about what's here too. It's about what's right now. And I said, hey, that's what I'm going to talk about. And then she finished up the article. It just blew my mind. She finished up the article by just saying, I can't wait. And it just so reminded me of that little kid in that commercial. I can't sleep. I'm so excited. That's the way we can be about heaven. We can be with Jesus every day. Right now, though, we don't have to wait. Will heaven be cooler than this earth? Definitely. No question about it, all right? But we can have a little taste of that right now, right here, right where we are. You see, heaven is just too excited to sleep. And me too, because we get to be with Jesus. I want you to carry that thought with you this week. I want you to think about why it is that you are a Christian, why you are a follower of God. Is it just because you want to make it to some place, or is it because you get to be with your best friend? Best friend, because you know him, you love him, you're with him every single day. It's beautiful because he wants to be with you so bad he can't sleep. It is awesome.